You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report with your boys in the morning. I'll start you off with just some pure entertainment. We'll talk about movies, what's going on in theaters. There's a new movie out called Monkey Man.
Uh-oh, what's going on?
They say it's kind of like John Wick in the fact that it's like really violent, a lot of brutal scenes. Here's your synopsis, Jeremy. Tell me if you want to go. A guy works anonymously in an underground fight club in Mumbai, wearing a gorilla mask and letting the more popular fighters beat the crap out of him.
But I do want to see.
But
this. You go. You already got.
He's secretly on a quest for revenge against the people who murdered his mother when he was a kid.
Whoa! Yeah, I want to see this.
You want to go see Monkey Man?
Yeah, I'll go see that one.
All right. Did you ever see? You're not into scary movies generally, I don't think. Yeah. Did you ever see the original movie called The Omen?
No.
That's a scary,
terrifying
movie, man. Yeah, it really is. Well, they're putting out a prequel to it. It's called The First Omen. An American woman, Jeremy, is sent to work at an orphanage in Rome where she uncovers a conspiracy to bring about the birth of the Antichrist.
It's a Disney movie.
You won't go see that.
No.
No, you won't go see that. Hey, if you like the movie Legally Blonde, you'll be happy to know that Reese Witherspoon is developing that now into a television series for Amazon. The Legally Blonde TV show. It's unclear if she's going to come back in it or just, you know, produce it. She previously said back in 2019, she'd like to discover what age means to the character.
Okay.
All right.
I have seen that movie. Yeah, I have seen that one.
You like that one?
It's one of my faves.
All right, here's a list of movies that is going to upset a lot of people, including our friend Jonathan, who is our resident Star Wars fan. He's not going to be happy. Uh-oh. Entertainment Weekly just put together a list. They have compiled the 31 best science fiction movies of all time.
Whoa.
There's not a single Star Trek movie on there.
Yeah.
And only Wrath of Khan needs to be in the top 31 best science fiction movies just because what it did to the culture of sci-fi movies. That's stupid. I think they didn't put it in there just to get people to talk like I'm doing. Only one Star Wars movie made it, and it's way down at number 26.
Which one was it?
You tell me, guess.
Jedi. Return of the Jedi is the best one.
Nope.
Empire?
Yep.
Oh, Empire Strikes Back? Really?
Empire Strikes Back.
No, Jedi's way better than that one. Where did Spaceballs land?
Sorry.
No Spaceballs?
No Spaceballs.
Well, this is a dumb list.
Number one. What they have as number two, I kind of think should be the number one greatest science fiction movie of all time. At number two, they have Alien, the original Alien.
Mm.
That ticks all the boxes for me in terms of best sci-fi. Mostly because of the theme and the writing, which are great. But they put at number one, the iconic 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Don't.
I like number three. I'm looking at the list right now. Number three should have been number one.
Okay, so Back to the Future is
it's the best one.
They're having some fun.
Yeah, that's
good. Close Encounters of the Third Kind, number five. The new Dune movie, part one, was number nine. E.T. is on the list. Planet of the Apes.
Elliot. Okay.
The rock band Kiss has sold their name, their logo, their entire music catalog, their images, their likeness rights, all of that. They've sold all of it to a company for $300 million. This is the same company that did the ABBA live hologram tour. And they say they're going to be doing the same thing with the rock band Kiss. And they say it's going to be mind-blowing what they're going to do with these old guys who will now be young again.
That's pretty neat. So. Have you ever seen Gene Simmons' house where he has like an entire Kiss wing of Kiss memorabilia? I'm sure it's
cool?
A YouTube video somewhere, but he's got every piece of Kiss memorabilia from, you know, anything you can imagine that has the Kiss logo on it. He has it.
Yeah.
From guitars to condoms, you know.
I would like to see that, actually. There's a biopic and a documentary that are in the works as well. But this holographic tour is scheduled to debut in 2027. So that'll be kind of fun. All right, quickly, some news for nerds. I like to do the science-y stories on Fridays. Besides the eclipse, which is getting a lot of coverage, some of my favorite science stories this week. You know what time it is on the moon right now?
Right, I saw this. I don't know. What time is it? What time is it?
The answer is...
We don't know,
nobody
right?
knows.
Nobody
There's
knows.
There's no official moon time.
Yeah.
So the White House, the Office of Science and Technology, has assigned that job to NASA. They have 2 years to come up with what they call coordinated lunar time. But if I'm some of the other countries in the world, I'm going to be saying, well, why does the United States get to pick what time it is on the moon?
I guess we've been on it.
We were the first ones there. Sure.
We've been on it. Scoreboard, supposedly.
Yeah. And then the other news for nerds story I want to share is kind of interesting. For those of you listening who take CBD products because, you know, you say it helps with your pain.
Yeah.
There's a big new study that came out of the UK, and they say, guess what? It's really not doing anything. It's purely a placebo effect.
Oh, I've thought about all this. Yeah. Is it just in your head?
But you know what?
Who cares?
The way that I feel about placebo is, so what?
Mm-hmm.
It's if it brings about the same result, then I don't care.
Yeah.
I remember somebody arguing with me one time. They're like, no, that's horrible. If it's just a placebo. I'm like, but if they're taking it for pain, they take it and their pain goes away. What do I care if they're not, you know, what if the inside the pill, it's just, you know, lemonade.
Or oil. I mean, I used to put some CBD oil on my knee when I jacked it up at the gym. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it truly did help.
Did it help?
It took the pain away.
Well.
But if it's all in my head, then I'm pissed that I spent the $40 on the oil. You know, that's where I'm like, I could have just thought that I could have rubbed, you know, vegetable oil on my knee for much cheaper.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's what people just need to do. And but not let, like your wife would need to get it. Tell you that it's that, and
yes,
she would
then,
know that it's
absolutely
just olive oil
it's
or
Pam.
Something. Anyway, what else is trending right
well,
now?
Well, I do want to tell you that trending is brought to you by Efficient Comfort. Knock out seasonal allergies with a whole home air purifier with any furnace or air conditioner replacement during this month right here. You can book today at efficientcomfortco.com. Just a reminder again that today is the home opener. The Mix 100 crew will be down at the Chop House this afternoon until about 2:30, I think we'll be hanging out. Yeah. I saw that they put the purple stripe down in front of the stadium on Blake Street. They were out there spraying it. Coors Field has been named one of the most Instagrammable stadiums in the country. So if you're looking to get out and get some selfies today and then come see us at the Chop House, Coors Field is where you want to do it. And I do want to give a salute and a nod to Sergeant Justin Dodge, who's going to be throwing out the first pitch today. He's the officer that lost part of his leg during the Nuggets parade when the fire truck ran over him during the parade. And he lost part of his leg, like the bottom half, which is horrible. But they are honoring him today and letting him throw out the first pitch. So that is pretty damn cool. Thank you for doing that.
I'm glad doing that. That's nice.
That's really nice. Some more local-ish news. Yesterday, DIA... has a new flight, they announced. A flight going to Istanbul, Turkey, which is now the longest nonstop flight from DIA.
How long?
12 hours and 50 minutes, 6,130 miles. You're going to be up sitting in the clouds.
So basically 13 hours on a plane.
13 hours. And then some with boarding and unloading. And
yeah.
That's a long day to get to Turkey. But I was looking at pictures of Istanbul this morning, and it looks absolutely beautiful. So
it's pretty, huh?
I think that flight will be worth it. So welcome to that. What else is going on? A comic book is trending this morning. Comic book just sold at auction for $6 million, which is an all-time record. And it was a copy of Action Comics number 1, which I think I use as a Boys Against the Girls question.
Yep.
It was the first appearance of Superman. Comic book nerds think there's only about 100 of these still kicking around. They had about 200,000 of them that were printed back in the day. And this one's in really good shape. And $6 million, you know? That's
from 200,000, they think there's only, 100?
About 100 left that are in really decent shape.
Wow.
Otherwise, they were, you know, red and disintegrated and thrown into boxes.
How could anybody know?
How would you know? This is why I hold on to old things, Dom. This is why right
now. Okay.
Here. One of these days, it's going to pay off. Another nerdy list for you. There's a big global poll of a bunch of video gamers talking about the most iconic video game characters of all time, and they made a list out of it. And this is weird. Mario came in at number 2. Super Mario? I think Mario should be number 1.
How can it not be number 1?
Sonic the Hedgehog came in at 4. Another very well-known Pac-Man. I mean, the OG Pac-Man came in at number 6. Number 1 is...
What is number 1?
Lara Croft from Tomb Raider.
Oh, no.
Lara Croft from Tomb Raider. And my theory is because... stereotypically, it's a bunch of nerdy dudes playing video games, right? And this is their one chance to fool around with a beautiful video game character in shorty shorts and big breastises. So I think that's why they're like, oh, Lara Croft, I guess she was real.
Right. You know what? You're right.
It's a bunch of horny nerds voting for Lara Croft because she's sexy. So that's why. That's why. Walmart is in trending this morning. I guess they agreed to settle a class action lawsuit alleging that they charged customers more than they should have for weighted goods like your chicken, your pork, your seafood, fruits and vegetables. So they're shelling out something like $45 million to people who made fresh purchases from October of 2018 to this past January. It's going to cover 5 years. I hope you have your receipts. I mean, really. Anyway, you're not going to get much. It's like $10, $15. I mean,
well,
it's based on how many things were purchased.
No, all joking aside, wouldn't your mom still have the receipts? Doesn't she say receipts
for
everything?
She's got file folders of receipts.
Yeah, so just borrow hers.
She's been going through a bunch of stuff, you know, just purging, and she's got receipts from like the 70s. She's like, oh my God, here's this receipt from this couch that we bought in the 70s. I was like, why do you have that? Speaking of moms, my mother-in-law should sign up for this. She loves gambling. Princess Cruises now has a $1 billion ship called the Sun Princess, which I think was your name in high school, Dom. And they want you to go on board and check out their new casino. So they're offering one person as a guest with an all-expenses-paid one-week cruise to test out the casino and report back like how great it is. You can get free food, free drinks. They're only going to toss you $500 to spend at the casino, which I feel like if you lose that within the first 10 minutes, your review's not going to be that great. But right. They also are going to give you another $500 for cruise allowance so you can buy like t-shirts and stuff, I guess. But I feel like they should give you like $5,000 to go gamble versus $500.
That's
kind
of cheaping out a little bit.
Make it last a little bit. Yeah. Anything else going on? There's a bunch of random stuff. A study found that kids who get good grades are less likely to get enough good exercise. Obviously, right? Because they're probably inside studying. I do like this story, and I'm wondering if this is going to become a thing for the ladies. A New York City woman claims that a guy she met on Hinge came over to her place just to put together a table for her during a date. So I'm wondering if people are going to start booking dates when they need things done around the house, and you're like, you want to come back to my place? And the next thing you know, you're like resurfacing floors or something for people while you're there.
Yeah, you want to come over? Bring your Allen wrench.
Ooh, tonight's going to get kinky.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I love this story, and I'm wondering if it's going to come to light that we were bamboozled by this guy, but it's supposedly a homeowner with security footage of a porch pirate, but he's dressed up in a trash bag. Like a big moving trash bag. So he like shuffles over to the porch, takes the package, and shuffles off as a trash bag. It's like something you'd see in a cartoon, but it's happening in real life. And it's fantastic. It's such a fun video. Check it out on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And he's creative, I guess.